I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. In Texas, state officials have looked at the results from the 2021 State of Texas Assessments of Academic Readiness, or STAR test, to identify gaps in learning. The results point to trouble ahead. The pandemic appeared to undo years of improvement for Texas students meeting grade requirements in reading and math, with students who did most of their schooling remotely suffering significant declines compared to those who attended in person. That loss of learning could have a negative impact on the economy and a student's lifetime income if it isn't addressed. In response, the Texas legislature passed House Bill 4545, a measure that forces schools to offer students 30 hours of targeted instruction based on how many STAR subjects a student failed. Some parents think the mandated extra tutoring puts too much pressure on children by making them pass yet another assessment. Critics of the law say it's unfair to identify learning loss in students through one test. And the extra tutoring mandate also puts stress on a system suffering a statewide teacher shortage. Even before the actual tutoring starts, the workload has increased for teachers who now have to collect a lot more data on each student and determine who actually falls under the law. Dozens of natural gas companies failed to fill out paperwork that would have kept their electricity from getting cut off during February's deadly winter storm. On Tuesday, Texas regulators tried to ensure that won't happen again. The Texas Railroad Commission, the three-member board that regulates the state's oil and gas industry, approved a new rule that will instruct gas companies that are prepared to operate during an energy emergency to fill out the necessary forms. Those gas companies will be designated as critical, so their power won't be shut off in future emergencies. Gas companies that tell the Railroad Commission they aren't prepared to operate in an emergency will have to explain why and pay a $150 fee. But energy experts said Tuesday's move addresses only part of the problem that led to millions of Texans being without power for days in sub-freezing temperatures last February. A recent federal report said 18% of power outages caused by the storm resulted from natural gas producers losing power and being unable to send fuel to power plants. The Railroad Commission has yet to address how to prepare the state's natural gas infrastructure for another deep freeze with rules for weatherizing. A committee created by lawmakers in the spring has until September 2022 to identify and map the state's natural gas infrastructure and identify what needs to be weatherized to withstand extreme weather. As a result, natural gas companies likely won't be required to weatherize their equipment until 2023. A growing number of Texas Republicans are pushing for lawmakers to return to the state capitol for a fourth round of legislating to pass laws banning COVID-19 vaccine mandates. As those calls continue to build, it's unclear whether Governor Greg Abbott, the only official with the power to convene a special session, will order state lawmakers back to Austin and what issues he would include on the agenda. Lawmakers already met for their biennial regular session that ended in May before convening for three more special sessions over the summer and fall. Last week, Abbott declined to say whether he intends to call another special session, but he left the door open, reminding reporters at a news conference that a special session can be called at any time. On Monday, an Abbott spokesperson referred to a previous statement from the governor's office that said there is no need for another special session at this time. Still, at least two dozen Republican lawmakers have so far called for a fourth special session, with many focusing on efforts to ban vaccine mandates. Abbott had named it as a late priority in the third special session, but legislation that would have banned Texas entities from mandating COVID-19 vaccine for employees failed to gain traction in both chambers after business groups rallied against the proposal. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Good Reason Houston. Good Reason Houston is an education nonprofit that is leading a citywide effort to improve public school quality. Get involved at goodreasonhouston.org.